occurred to me on Yantif during Birchas Kohanim, as I had my talus over my head and I was looking down at the floor, and I was, because I'm the rabbi, I'm toward the front of the room, so like I'm looking at the feet of the Kohanim, and one of the Kohanim had very, very, very colorful socks. I believe they call them happy socks. So it occurred to me that maybe that's an issue halachically. What would the issue be halachically with wearing happy socks as a kohen? There is a Mishnah in Maseches Megillah where the Mishnah tells us that someone who has a mum biyadav, someone who has a mum on his hands, should not do birchas kohanim. And the Gemara says not only a mum biyadav, even if he has a mum bifanav or a mum biraglav, he should also not do birchas kohanim. Now you might think, okay, the problem with being a bal mum is that he's pasul avoda, and this such a mum is gonna mean that he's not able to serve as a kohen to do the birchas kohanim. No, nothing to do with it. The Mishnah goes on to say, even if he just has dye on his hands are dyed red or something, where it's going to be distracting, that also is going to pass him from birchas kohanim, even though he's obviously not a bal mum. What exactly is the issue? So Rashi on the spot writes that you're going to end up, if he has something distracting about him, people are going to end up looking at him. They're going to end up, gazing at the Kohen. And we know the Gemara tells us in Maseches Chagiga that someone who's mistakel the Kohanim at the time that they're duchening, Einav Chehos, his eyes are going to grow dim. It's not a good thing. You're not supposed to, because the Shechina Shora al Yedehem. The mashmos of Rashi is, and that's why, even if the mum is on his face or on his feet, you can't look, because when you're looking at his face and his feet, and you're distracted by that, you might come to look at his hands as well. So by looking at his hands, it's going to be a problem. So that's why we don't allow Kohanim who have distracting hands, face, or feet, do Birchas Kohanim. Now, if that were the only reason, we should be okay. It should not be a problem, because the Shulchan Aruch writes that im minhag hamakom l'shal shel kohanim talis al pneihem, if the minhag hamakom is that the kohanim put the talis over their faces and over their hands, then afilu yesh b'fanav ubiyadav kama mumin yises kapav, then even if they have different mumin on their hands or on their face, they could still do Nesias Kavayim, because what's going to happen? You're not going to be able to be Mistakel. And nowadays, I believe the minhag is, in most kehilos at least, that Kohanim cover their hands and they cover their face with the talis at the time of Birchas Kohanim. And that's why really, Mikra Din, there's no problem with looking. You know, practice seems to be that people hide under the talis, but really there's no problem with looking. They're covering up anyway. So since they're covering up anyway, it's not going to be a problem. So if Rashi's pshat were accepted by Halacha, then l'chora there should be no problem if he has a mum al raglav, because yeah, you may be looking at that, but there's nothing else to look at. You're not going to end up looking at his hands. However, Tosos Maseches Chagiga, I believe in Daf Tes Zayin or so, comments on this Rashi. He says, I don't understand what Rashi's concern is. That you can be mistakel biyadav, and that's where there's hashra'as hashchina. That's only true b'zman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim, when they had a beis hamikdash, that there was an actual sense of hashra'as hashchina on the hands of the kohanim. Outside of the beis hamikdash, there is no real hashra'as hashchina on the hands of the kohanim, so that can't be the concern. Rather, Tosa says the real concern is hesach hadas. What exactly is the Yisrael supposed to be doing during Birchas Kohanim? Could a Yisrael be reading a book, learning a sefer during Birchas Kohanim? The answer is no. He's supposed to be focused on the bracha that he's receiving from the Kohen. So if he's distracted by colorful hands or by a mum, a biraglav, or something like that, that itself is inherently problematic. Not that he's going to then look at the hands. No, nothing to do with that. It's inherently problematic because he's going to be masiach das from the bracha, and therefore better than a kohen not be nosei kapav if he has something distracting on him, like a mum or like paint on his hands. Now, how do we paskin? Do we paskin like Rashi? Do we paskin like Tosfos? Huge nafkamina. Can the kohen have a mum biraglav and do birchas kohanim? So if you look in the Beis Yosef in Simon Kuf Chav Ches, Beis Yosef quotes from the Rambam, that the Rambam says, Mishi Yesh Lomum B'fanav Abiyadav Abaraglav Yisas Kapav, and Beis Yosef explains, first he points out there are two Gersos, whether the Gemara actually has the idea that the fun of a baraglav is also a problem. And he says, v'taima mipneishu nosi osam, v'idekeina am mistaklim behem, u'mesichin daitam. The problem is that it's going to be masiach das of the people. Meaning, the issue is not that you can be mistakal at the hands, the issue is one of hesach das. So if there's mumen b'fanav, he says, gamkein yistaklu behem v'yasichu daitam. That's going to cause a hesach das. And that's what it sounds like in Shulchan Aruch as well. If you look in Kuf Chav Chesif Lamed, Shulchan Aruch says that someone who has mum in different parts, in his hands, his face, his feet, lo yisas kapa b'nei sha'am yistaklin bo, v'hu ad l'mish yishu mum b'raglav, and the same is true if he has mum in b'raglav, and the assumption seems to be because he's going to have hesach das. And l'chora, that's why in Sif Lamed Aleph, Shulchan Aruch says that when the Kohanim cover their hands and their face, then even afilu yesh befanav ubiyadav kamemumin, they could still be nosei kapav. He does not say afilu yesh befanav ubiyadav uberaglav kamemumin, that he could still be nosei kapav, because covering the hands and face is only going to help to cover the mumin on the hands and the face, but it's not going to help for the mumin on the feet. That itself is going to be a hesach hadas. So the question then becomes, if that's how we pass in Shulchan Aruch, how do we define something that's different enough that it would become a hesach hadas, that it would actually become a problem? Are colorful socks something that are inherently a problem? So in Igros Moshe or Chaim Chelek Beis, Simon Lamed Beis, Rav Moshe has a tshuva that's actually written to Rav Meir Kahana. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he discusses the issue of a Kohen who has a prosthetic leg. Can he do Birch Kohanim? Is that considered, you would think, Ein Mum Shabaraglav Gadol Mizeh, that he doesn't have a regal, he has a prosthetic leg. Now, generally speaking, he walks around with it, and you can't tell that it's a prosthetic leg, but as soon as he takes off the shoe, everyone's going to be able to recognize that it's a prosthetic leg. So in the course of that discussion, Rav Moshe discusses what happens if you have a place where the minig is that all the Kohanim remove their socks as well, or don't wear socks, and one Kohen wears socks in order to cover up a mum that he has, so that you can't see the mum, but he's wearing socks. So Rav Moshe says, I think the issue with that would be not that he's different than the other Kohanim. Being different from the other Kohanim is not a problem. It's that everyone will realize that he's wearing socks to cover up a mum, and then they will be thinking about the mum, meaning the hesach hadas is going to be that not the shinui in that he's wearing socks and others aren't, but the hesach hadas is going to be that there's something really different about this guy, that he's got serious mum biraglav. But Rav Moshe says, and he just like throws this in there, he just mentions it derech agav, he says, but it, just the fact that one coin looks different than the other, that's not a hesach hadas. He says, daha, because I'll prove it to you. If people come with socks that are mishunim zemizeh bimineyan ubitzvaam, that they are different from each other, ubitzvaam, that they're different from each other in the types of socks and in their color, no one would tell you that that's hesach hadas. Now, having said that, Rav Moshe probably never saw happy socks, and he probably didn't know. Just like, he was probably just thinking blue, black, white, you know, different color socks, basic colors. But Rav Moshe says, just parenthetically, that it can't be that color would ever be a problem. No one ever suggested that the color would be a problem. An additional, so one kula again would be if you hold like Rashi. If you hold like Rashi, then there's nothing to talk about because you can't see the Kohanim's hands anyway. Second kula of Moshe holds that color alone is not enough of a difference to be something that would cause one to be Masiach Das. One might suggest an additional kula that nowadays everyone covers their head with a talus anyway, so you're not seeing anything anyhow. So Mishra Brura writes in Sivkot and Kuf Tes Vav in Simon Kuf Chav Ches that Avaloma Hani Masha Be'ezim Mekomas Hakal Mechas in Pneihem. It doesn't help that the tzibur covers their faces. Because if they know that there is a mum, they'll still come to look. Meaning, yeah, the tzibur covers their faces, but now that I told you that Kohanim wear happy socks, you're still going to be looking next time, right? You're going to be looking for it. Because now, if you know that there's something to look for, you're going to be looking for it. Plus, v'gam yesh bachurim she'en lem talesim. Plus, not everyone has a talis. There are young men who do not yet wear talesim, and therefore would l'chora be a problem. So that kula l'chora does not work. When I asked Rav Shapta the Shaila, he thought that the first kula works. He thought that we really pass him like Rashi. I don't know why he thought that. It sounds from the Beis Yosef and from the Shulchan Aruch, to me at least, that we don't pass him like Rashi, that we pass him like Tosfos. Rav Shapta thought we pass him like Rashi, and therefore it's not a problem. I asked Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein. I did not yet hear back from him, other than when he immediately responded back, send me a picture of the socks. So that was fun, going online and finding the craziest happy socks I could find and sending a picture to Yitzchak Zilberstein, so I'm sure you'll see it in one of his upcoming Svarim or something. But I have not yet heard back what he thinks. Rav Shapta just pointed out that the whole idea is a little bit strange. There was a gzeira that a kohen who has a mum or color or whatever is not allowed to be nosei kapayim. So what? We're going to say because the kohanim cover their hands, so now we don't abide by that gzeira anymore, because the reason doesn't apply, meaning within Shitas Rashi, that we're concerned you're going to be mistakel at the hands. So because the reason doesn't apply, since he's covering his hands, the whole gzeira doesn't apply? Is that really how things work? Don't we normally say, that if there's a formal gzeira, you can't undo that gzeira unless you have a Beis Din that's gadol, b'chachmo, b'minyan, to come and undo such a gzeira? So we've discussed this in the shiurim that we've had about an Eretz HaTzvir, of Shechter's Torah, that he suggests the following possibility, that maybe the whole idea of davar shel minyan tzarich minyan achol la'atiro is only when the gzeira does not have the reason included in the actual text of the gzeira. Meaning most things that Chazal made a gzeira on, they did not include the reason. They had reasons for doing it, but they didn't include the reason in the wording of the gzeira, and they did that on purpose. Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, when they make gzeiros, they would dafka hide the reason from the people until sometime later. They wouldn't even tell people the reason, because they were afraid. If they would tell you, oh, you're not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. You know why? Because we're afraid you're going to grind up the ingredients to make medicine. So what would most of us say? Don't worry, I'm not grinding up the ingredients. Please, I'm going to take medicine on Shabbos. No one is going to listen to the gzeiros. So they made gzeiros without revealing the reasons. And then later, at some later date, they released the reasons. Once it was already widely observed. But every once in a while, they made a gzeira and included the reason in the gzeira. They actually said the reason with the gzeira. Now, why would they ever do that? Why would they give the reason right off the bat? Because sometimes their gzeiros were such that they seemed to go blatantly, directly against the din d'oraisa. That here you have a din d'oraisa that you're supposed to do something, and Chazal are telling you, ignore what the Torah says. If they're going to tell you to ignore what the Torah says, they better give you a good reason for that. So classic example, where did Chazal tell you to ignore what the Torah says? Good, shofar on Shabbos, and dalet minim on Shabbos, all these things, right? Because they definitely included the reason for the gzeira. Whenever they included the reason for the gzeira, if the reason doesn't apply, the gzeira will not apply either. In fact, that's why the Bir Halacha is bothered by the kasha. He says, if you hold Rosh Hashanah Rabban Daraisa nowadays, requires Shishim Ribo, that there are 600,000 people there. When was the last time you even saw Rosh Hashanah Rabban Daraisa? It's so uncommon. The reason shouldn't apply, the middle of the gzeira shouldn't apply. And people are perplexed. Why is the Bir Halacha asking that question? What about Davar Shel Minyan? You can't just get rid of the gzeira. No, but that one you can, because they included the reason of the gzeira in the gzeira. Another example, the Beis Shammai holds in Maseches Menachos that a person's not allowed to wear a dalit kanfus of pishtan. You're not allowed to make tzitzis if the beggar is shel pishtan. Why? We pass on the Beis Shammai, but this is one of the six places we pass on the Beis Shammai. They made a gzeira that you might put wool strings on it, and the wool strings, now if your wool strings are tcheles, sa'asei dochalos, sa'asei, it's fine, even though it's shatness, it's fine. But if your wool strings aren't tcheles, you're going to be in violation of an issur. And Beis Shammai is concerned, someone's going to sell you something and tell you this is tcheles. It's really going to be kala ilan. It's really going to be a forgery. And you're going to have wool strings on your beged shel pishtan. You're going to be violating shatness. So Beis Shammai said, that's it. No beged shel pishtan. You're not allowed to wear tzitzit on beged shel pishtan. So when the rush came to Spain, he saw people wearing talisa made from Pishtan. So the Taz explains that they told the Rush that don't worry, there's no tchilas b'zman hazeh, so we're not worried about it. That people are wearing, yeah, but whatever happened to the tzarech minyan achala atiro, that you can't just get rid of a gezeira. No, because this was a gezeira to be oked av min haTorah. A beged shel pishtan is chayiv in tzitzis. Beis Shammai is going to come and tell you not to wear a beged shel pishtan. That's oked av min haTorah. That we can get rid of as long as the reason doesn't apply. So that's what Rav Shechter suggested, that maybe this idea we can be makel with. If a Kohen covers his hands, then we're not afraid you can come to look at his hands. But again, as I said, anyway, that's only if you paskin like Rashi, that whole discussion. It seems from the simple reading of the Beis Yosef that we paskin like Tosos, which would mean that if a Kohen has a mum biraglov, even nowadays it would be a problem. The question is, are colorful socks enough of a distraction to potentially be a problem? One could additionally argue another tzadikula, a final tzadikula, and that is that the Shulchan Aruch writes that if someone is dash bi'iro, it's based on the Gemara says this, that if he's dash bi'iro, even if he has mumin, but everyone knows about it, everyone's used to seeing it, it's something that's so common, then it's not going to be a distraction, and then he's allowed to be nosei eskapov. So one could argue that if that's the style of socks that people wear, it's so common, it's considered dash bi'iro. Now, it may depend on where you live. Certainly in my neck of the woods, it would be dash bi'iro. A lot of people wear that kind of style. But probably if you go to other places, to other major Jewish communities, it's not the accepted practice to wear such things. You could also argue that dash bi'iro won't apply to something that's dafka meant to draw attention. Meaning, what the whole point of happy socks is that people will look at them, right? I think. Meaning that you can wear a conservative suit and look normal, and then pop, right? The socks is something that everyone's going to notice. So if it's something that's dafka meant to draw attention, one might argue that the whole notion of dash bi'iro doesn't apply, but that could go one way or the other. I think at the end of the day, we're going to have to be mekel, because Rav Shechter was mekel based on Rashi, and Rav Moshe says, like as a davar pashut, that colorful socks we could be mekel with. Okay.